Tea House is now Will Treats. All proceeds from Gray's Place benefit Compass Shining Care, a local nonprofit committed to extending compassion and hope, enhancing the quality of life for individuals, families, and the overall community. Right in the heart of downtown at 1448 Pine Street. So stop in, enjoy a special drink while you relax and rejuvenate. Gray's Place is what we are all about, a place of grace.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our community for a great summer season and invite everyone to come enjoy our newly expanded fall beer selection. Take and bake pizzas, daily deli specials under $5, and fresh made breakfast every day. Our family has been part of Shasta County since the 1930s, and we're proud to advertise our local business on local radio. Come shop with your friends and neighbors at Mighty Fine Foods at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind. It is Jefferson again. It's Sunday again in Jefferson.
Sounds like a good country song, Sunday in Jefferson.
That would be a good one.
That really would.
Mike, did you hear that?
Yeah.
Sunday in Jefferson.
Just to let everybody know real quick in the chat room, the Tevin issues, we are on it. We're trying to get it going.
So, yeah.
Let everybody know. And can you believe that we're already approaching the middle of October?
No, I can't. Well, it's still pretty warm out there. I was out yesterday at the park, and I was like, it's got to be 90 degrees out here. It's pretty warm in the sun. So I'm waiting for that fall weather to 100% kick in, sweatshirts, maybe a hat, you know?
Yeah, we've gotten a little bit of sweatshirt weather.
Yeah, a little bit. But last weekend, I was out at Hawes Ranch for the Civil War reenactment. Jefferson shirts, hats, flags everywhere. I think there was more Jefferson accoutred folks than Civil War reenactors. Like, it was insane.
You mean like it's catching on? It's kind of popular?
Yeah, it's a little bit popular. Just a little bit. It was funny because people would come into, because we're a Confederate unit, they'd come into Confederate camp and they'd be like, Jefferson, are you guys Jefferson folks? And we'd be like, yeah, we are. And they'd go up in the Yankee camp and they did the same thing. Like, are you Jefferson folks? And the Yankees are like, yeah, we are. And so it was really funny just to see that kind of interaction of, you know, we're all fighting for liberty here.
Yeah.
We all are.
And that's the thing that it's definitely as it's picking up steam, it's starting to bring people together, and it's starting to get people to remember that they can change things if they all come together.
Yeah.
I see a lot of people, and we say it a lot, it's the hope, I think, is the biggest thing that we can do for people.
Just seeing their eyes light up for the first time going, I can do something. I don't have to just sit here and go, okay.
Yeah, you don't have to sit there and be defeated and think that there's nothing that you can do. So, we do want to talk about a couple of things about going on. You were at Anderson City Council, spoke before them.
We did. That was last Tuesday. It was a really good meeting. The Anderson City Council members are some of the sweetest, nicest, most respectful people I've ever met in my life. And as I'm sitting there and listening to the way that they interact with the crowd, you know, when your 3 minutes were up, she would just hold up three fingers and say, hey, your 3 minutes are up, sorry. You know, whereas at Reading City Council, it's like, get off the diocese now. Yeah. Bloody get over there.
unless it's something they want to hear.
So it was just really interesting to watch the way they interacted, and they would joke with people, and it was just so pleasant. One of the best experiences I've ever had with a city council before. I did speak. I spoke for about 10 minutes or so presenting the state of Jefferson, and they were very in tune to what I was saying. They were listening. They were engaged. And at the end, they didn't really have any questions because we had already given them packets and everything else. Of the speakers, there's probably about 10 speakers that spoke. Only three of them were Keep It California. And of those three, one was from Siskiyou County.
Mm-hmm.
One was from Tehama County.
Mm.
But she had a son who lived in Anderson, so she felt that she could speak
Tehama County, would that be Miss Gallagher?
That would be Miss Gallagher. Mm, yeah.
Yes.
But she was very polite about it, which, you know, kudos. And then there was one other folk who spoke. Who was actually from Shasta County, but didn't say that they're from Anderson. All the people who spoke, with the exception of two or three people, were from the city of Anderson in support of Jefferson, which was really cool.
That's nice.
And Too Tall, Chris, had a wonderful idea that the chief of police actually endorsed. You ready for it? In the state of Jefferson, moving deer season to November. He started a whole new movement. So it was very, there was lots of laughing, lots of joking. In the end, they did decide, well, we need to have a presentation from Keep It California just to hear both sides.
Of course.
And I went, you know what? That's fair.
That's part of the system.
Go for it. So we're going to have, well, not we. Keep It California is going to go ahead and do a presentation for them sometime in the next eon. And then they'll go ahead and agendize the Jefferson movement.
I just hope for their sakes that they're presentation isn't as embarrassing and flawed as some of the last ones have done.
Some of the last ones, right. Mm. So,
but
it's
interesting to me the dynamic with the Anderson City Council and the Reading City Council when you have two cities that are so intertwined and so close to each other, yet their councils are worlds apart from each other.
Polar opposites.
You know, Anderson's very good at trying to promote business and bring jobs in and wanting to grow and... I don't know. The city of Reading's just very intent on giving away land to their buddies.
For me, it was the attitude they have because, you know, I've interacted a lot with Reading City Council, and a lot of the times I just feel like they're giving you that, oh, this is my fake smile. I'm so glad that you're here. Oh, my gosh, let's move public comment to the end so I don't actually have to listen to what you have to say.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to Anderson, they're like, call us. Send us emails. Let us know if there's any issues. We work for you. Oh, my gosh, I'm so glad that you're here. Welcome. Thank you for being engaged. And you're sitting there, and you're just like, did you steal my wallet? What is going on? Why are you being so nice to me?
Exactly.
So it was the atmosphere was just small town. You could just feel it, the way it radiated in the room. Just so polite. I can't get over it. I'm still sitting here going, did that really happen?
Well, have you ever seen that movie, the guy, the king's talking, he goes, oh, but I love my peasants.
Mm-hmm.
And then he yells, pull! And they shoot a peasant off and he's shooting skeet at him. That's what Reading City Council reminds me of.
Right?
But we love our peasants.
And then the thing that got me the most is, you know, that on Wednesday morning, the Record Searchlight printed an article about what happened at Anderson City Council. I'm at the optometrist, mind you, getting my eyes checked for the first time in my entire adult life.
Yeah.
And I'm reading it, I'm going, this article seems balanced.
Yeah, it was...
Do I really need my eyes checked? Are they that bad?
It was spooky.
It was very spooky, but I do want to give a kudos out to the Record Searchlight because they put both sides out there, and it was actually well-written and unbiased, and I think that it would be called a journalistic work.
Well, I will reserve my congratulations until I see what they're up to.
Well, that's true. But, I mean, for that one article, I mean, I would give it an A on a college paper.
Yeah.
You know, it was well done. There were no typos. That was amazing.
No
usually
comment.
There's a typo.
I don't trust it.
Gary is online from Reading.
Okay.
Oh, good morning.
On the phone, rather.
Gary, you probably want to hold here. We got to get ourselves off to our first break.
Okay.
I'll
hold.
Well, we got 1 minute. So we can go ahead and take a question, and then if there's any answers or anything, we can do that afterwards.
All right, rapidly.
All right.
Kayla, great presentation at the Anderson meeting. I watched the body language of the council, and of course, one to be expected, did not smile, although there were some laugh times, did not smile through any of our presentation.
I wouldn't smile if I had her husband either.
Expect that. And what you said about the city council and then comparing it to Reading's, it's day and night.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a fine example of a smaller government being closer to the people.
Oh, yeah.
Literally, and psychologically, and then Reading being up there on the dais. And we are above you people, and we will keep our distance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, will the how many times have the Democrats for a Corrupt California made a presentation in counties where we have been successful?
Okay,
are they successful at all in their presentations?
No.
Mm-mm.
They haven't managed to stop a thing.
Okay. Now, Rob, to you, my condolences for the loss of your friend in Roseburg. Do you have any idea how many of the families refused to meet with Obama when he did his campaign trip up there?
My understanding is all of them.
All of them?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I'm actually trying to find out with who he actually did meet with up there.
Huh. Yeah, that's interesting.
Well, originally the plan with Obama is he wanted to come and do a public kind of a public speech, and you know,
and that didn't happen.
No, because everybody said you better not.
Yes,
and then he said, okay, well, I'm just going to come on a private trip and talk to the families of the victims. And to our knowledge, every single one of, at least of the deceased victims, all nine families said, we don't want anything to do with you.
Jeez. And then Ben Carson is taken to task for saying what most people, rational people would probably do instead of standing up and doing nothing or hitting the floor. You attack the assailant. And the other day on Jefferson Public Radio, one of the he's a former policeman instructs schools in their drills to what to do in case of a shooter, and that is exactly what you do. You don't lock down and cower and be a fish shooting bowl.
You don't.
Attack, you throw everything or whatever, and you go after the gunman.
Yeah.
And there's safety in numbers. But anyway, that's the left. Well, again, great program. Thanks for a great presentation. And the other night, Kayla, and I'll be talking with you. Thanks.
All right. Thank you for calling
in. And with that, we better slip off to our first break. But Gary touched on some things that I would like to touch on this morning and things that need to change.
Yeah. If you have any questions or comments going forward in the program, definitely feel free to call in at 605-4567 or hang out in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
The only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, View 202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite Mai Mai Almondine. Also new, 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202-226-8439. That's 226-8439.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts. Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. Centrally located in Memphis, Tennessee, GI Pathology delivers results to its nationwide client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to gipath.com for more information.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind. We've been talking about what's been going on at the Anderson City Council. Mm-hmm. We do want to go ahead and announce that Sierra County, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready? They're in.
They are. By a declaration of the people. Mm-hmm. I want to give a special congratulations to Cindy Ellsmore, who is one of the very active and head members of Keep It California. I want to congratulate you on the fact that Sierra County, your home, is now part of the Jefferson State movement. So I hope you enjoy that. And welcome, Cindy. You know, we're hoping to hear from you and, you know, helping to hear that how you now want to help enforce the will of the people of your own county and how you can get on board with helping us. So,
we await your phone call.
We do.
And then Plumas County.
They're
in the process. They should be putting either to an advisory vote or some sort of a vote in June.
They're working on what their declaration is going to look like.
Yeah, the
and
nuances.
Exactly how they've voted to join the process. Mm-hmm. Now they're making the decision on what that looks like.
Yeah, there's a lot of paperwork that goes into it. But Plumas County is in as well, so we are up to, drumroll, 12.
I know, the magic 12.
The magic 12.
And we always
We've
said
hit
we
it.
Needed.
And so we're looking to go down and put these into the parliamentarian and all that fun stuff, probably in December. We don't have a date yet. We'll keep you guys updated on that.
Yeah.
So.
You know, little Jefferson Christmas in Sacramento.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah.
Jefferson Christmas.
But it'll depend on how fast the attorneys can hash things out.
Yep.
And get all the, you know, all the ducks in a row when the legalese written up and mm-hmm. all the signatures and everything on it. So,
and to my understanding,
we'll
Sierra is completely done with all the paperwork and everything. Everything's been notarized.
Yeah,
they just flew.
Yeah, it was almost like Sierra County was like, here's our paperwork. Where you guys been?
Oh, I found you.
Yeah, we've been waiting on you to show up.
So, really good Jefferson news.
Yeah, we're excited about it. And things continue to roll along in mm-hmm. other counties. There's going to be people speaking in Amador and Calaveras County who are very interested in the process of what's going on, and some of the other things continue in the other counties with the signature gathering and the different things that are going on. And
then we're going to have our second annual clay shoot here, too,
down in
Tehama. It is October the 24th, and they are still looking for shooters.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not otherwise engaged in deer season, I'm looking at y'all. I'm looking at y'all. And we're going to bring Chris in here to talk about why we should move deer season in November so that we don't interfere with our annual shooting down in the Rolling Hills?
Yes, Rolling Hills Rolling Casino. Rolling Hills Casino. At, I believe it's called the Clear Creek Country Club.
I don't have my flyer. I think so, though.
I'm almost positive it's the Clear Creek Country Club, and that is October 24th. Mm-hmm. You can go on soj.net and find the forms to fill out and do all that. It's a great time. I had a great time last year.
Oh, yeah.
Had a little over 100 shooters, had some great prizes, great lunch, some good speakers, lots of good things. There was a lot of teams that got put together by
different
companies. It was a great time.
Even if you were even if you weren't shooting, just watching it, everybody walked away with a smile.
Yeah.
But let's go ahead and pull our caller in. Hey, Chris, how are you today?
Oh, one moment, please.
Oh. Chris, is that you?
Hey, what's going
on?
There
you are. Oh, you know, just causing trouble.
I know. I hear that. Yeah, you know, it's funny. Well, first of all, I told you when we were sitting in that crowd, this is like something you've never seen before. I mean, these people are the most down-to-earth, you know, awesome people that want to represent their constituents and listen to their people. It's just, it's an amazing thing. But it's funny, the comment I made, I was trying to let them know that, you know, we're seeking their representation because as elected officials, they're much more in tune with the people's needs and the community's needs versus, you know, myself. If I have to represent Jefferson as a individual, I said, you know, that was why I was kind of making a joke that, hey, I'll take the tax and CRV off beer and move deer season to November. So then when the police chief seconds the motion later on in the meeting, it was actually quite humorous. But and that police chief, if you ever have a chance to go to the police chief's breakfast, it's called Breakfast with the Chief. I don't know. He has it every few months. It's at Vittles Restaurant Anderson. And most of the city council members were there. In fact, I think pretty much all of them were there the week I was there, except for the one council member who wanted Keep It California to do a presentation. We all know who that is. But they were all there. The police chief was there. The fire chief was there. The city manager was there. And, I mean, it was just unbelievable. The police chief picks up the ticket for breakfast and coffee for whoever, you know, whoever orders anything. I mean, he wants you there. He wants the community there. You know, the city council members want people there. They want to hear their problems. They want to hear their concerns. It's just an absolute eye-opening. It's the way things should be, and it shouldn't be that shocking that, you know, it is such a strange thing, because that's how it should be everywhere. But after you go to Shasta County Board of Supervisors meetings and Reading City Council meetings, you just think everything's lost. So anybody that has a chance, go to an Anderson City Council meeting. It'll renew your faith.
Yeah, if you want to know what Jefferson could actually be like when your elected officials respond to the people and they respond politely and intelligently.
Exactly, that's want Anderson to hear City from Council. Them and want to represent them, yes. It's amazing. So, and I still do think deer season in November is a great idea.
So does the police chief.
All right, guys, you're doing a great job. Thank you so much.
Right. It's actually hilarious. When I got home, I mentioned it to Jeff, and I was like, hey, what do you think about moving deer season in November? He's like, that would be awesome. Like, it's possible in Jefferson. He just started laughing. He's like, did that seriously get brought up? And I went, yeah.
Yeah, well.
It's like, what do you do? what do you do when you go to these things?
Everybody's got their pet peeve on different things.
They
you know,
do.
What could be. you know, but it does. And with all of the different forms of government and the number of governments that we have dealt with in the last couple of years between county governments and city councils and all of the different things, it is odd when you run into somebody, into a city council or even when you run into like a not so great board or council and you see one or two people that are on there fighting for the people, it is very refreshing. But like you said, when you run into it, you almost start checking your pockets to make sure you still got your money, you know, because you're like, what are you? you're out here trying to do the will of the people? What's the catch? What's in it for you?
How much do you want?
Yeah.
And it really shouldn't be that way. That's the unfortunate part is they're doing their job as they're supposed to be doing their job. But we've just become so accustomed to being taken advantage of. that we don't want to trust. And it's sad, honestly.
Well, that's, because we've been taken advantage of.
Yeah.
Our trust has been taken advantage of. Our good graces have been taken advantage of. Our negligence to a certain extent has been taken advantage of. And now that we're being taken advantage of, the mission is to try and convince us there's nothing we can do about it.
Yep.
And that's one of the main things that we wanted to dive into
today.
Probably better get off to our next break before we get into that. But we absolutely need to stop resisting the narrative. And I've got some thoughts and reasonings behind that, and see if you guys agree with me and what we need to do about it.
And if you absolutely do not agree with him, feel free to call in. We love dissension on this radio show.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of thrive for it. It is Sunday morning. We need some dissension.
Yeah, give
ranks.
Me a chew toy. I'm in the mood.
He is. He's been over here all pent up all morning. So we're going to roll off to our break. We'll be back in just a few minutes. As always, feel free to call in at 605-4567 or hang on our chat room at kcnr1460.com. Hit the sky for.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I'd like to thank everyone for their patience on deliveries. Having the boys on the fire has been tough, but bear with us and we will get to you, I promise. Danny's driving truck also, so give the girls in the office a call and we'll take care of your deliveries. Kathy's got more forklift tanks coming in any day now. Robin in Corning has barbecue bottles on the exchange program, so give her a call. She's got red diesel at the pump or deliveries to your farm, ranch, or orchards. Joe at Weaverville's been very busy with the loggers and the firefighters at all of our CFN and Visa card locks. And remember, we have card locks in South Reading at the Muse Yard, open 24/7. Northern Lights Energy, supporting our local families and firefighters. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Tired of sitting in the waiting room for an hour to see your doctor? Frustrated by short doctor visits that seem more like a fast food experience than a meaningful encounter with your doctor? Upset over copays, deductibles, and co-insurance on top of health insurance premiums? Welcome to Prestige Urgent Care. Step up to a higher level of health care. Experience short wait times and unhurried doctor visits. Gain unlimited access to comprehensive family medicine and urgent care for a low monthly fee with no copay or deductible. See the doctor when it's convenient for you. Open 7 days per week. Prestige offers walk-in visits and same-day appointments. Enjoy the undivided attention of your doctor in a clean, comfortable setting where we spend as much time as necessary to completely satisfy your medical needs. Call Prestige Urgent Care at 244-4577 or stop by our clinic at the intersection of Eureka Way and Buena Ventura and see for yourself. Prestige Urgent Care, 244-4577.
Hi, Linda Bott here from KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Reading's own Civic Auditorium.
The Reading Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. The 2015-2016 season promises to wow you and include a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to 3 or more shows.
So start your holiday season with the exquisite artistry of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Enjoy heartfelt Christmas classics with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show and take in the stunning exciting debut of the Civic's very own production of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
2016 kicks off with the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance the Musical.
The devilishly funny production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters.
The wildly theatrical show Blue Man Group. And the fun family experience of Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience.
For tickets and more, visit ReadingCivic.com or the Reading Civic box office.
See you at the show.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
We didn't stop the fire. It was always burning since the world's been turning. We didn't stop the fire. No, we didn't light it, but we tried to fight it.
Joseph Stalin, Alan Carr, Nasser and Prokofiev.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind, where we are always lively and hopping. Mm-hmm. As always, you can feel free to toss us questions in the chat room as well, but we do have a caller. Good morning, Todd. How are you today?
Oh, good morning. I was looking on Facebook, on a Plumas County Facebook page, and okay. I noticed that there's seems to be a disconnect of people who are against the state of Jefferson, and okay, it's all about representation. So what if the state of California decided to have it allow 58 senators, one from every county? Would that satisfy the representation that the state of Jefferson movement is asking for?
It would begin to satisfy the representation that the state of Jefferson is looking for, because not only is the representation disproportionate, it is heavily diluted. We actually have the worst voter dilution of any state in the entire union.
Yeah, we more than double the next state in voter dilution.
Yes, so not only do we need equal representation again upon a Republican model, but we need expanded representation, and to bring the representation to a level that can actually accommodate meeting the needs of the people, we're looking at something like 1,200 people in our legislature, and that's even more terrifying than we have now.
Yeah. But as in the forms of equal representation for our Senate, absolutely, yes, that would satisfy that portion of our representation.
It would be the beginning. I just thought that I had heard Mark Baird say several times on different programs that if what came out of the state of Jefferson movement was 58 senators, then he would be satisfied.
Mm-hmm. I know quite a few people who feel that way, and you know, everybody's kind of falls a little bit differently on the number line. But for in terms of the Senate, I would say probably almost everybody would agree on that. It would satisfy the Senate equal representation.
Yes, it would.
Like 40 of the counties that would be rural, considered rural counties then? So the majority of those
35.
Counties.
35.
35?
I think it's 35 rural counties. Yeah.
But the thing is once you have your equal representation in your higher house in the Senate as you're supposed to, I am not okay with the fact that my representative gets to spend about 8 seconds out of his term while he's sitting there in the year trying to figure out what he's doing. Mm-hmm. If he talks to me and every other constituent that he's representing, he gets about 8 seconds on the phone with me. I'm not okay with that. We have to increase the ability to represent greatly. Mm-hmm. And to do that with the size and the population of California, it's just untenable. Yeah. That is why the state split is necessary.
Gotcha. So there's still going to be, no matter what, the push for a state split, even if California said, okay, we understand you need representation, and we're going to give it to you in the form of Well, I would think would be some kind of negotiation going
on. See,
but that would be something for all of the people in Jefferson to decide in their own counties and whatnot.
Real quick, there is part of the disconnect right there, Todd. Like you said, if California decides to give us our representation, that's not an option for them. It's they don't get to choose whether they give us representation or not. They are contractually
obligated.
Thank you. That's the word I was looking for. For our representation. That's what the entire argument is about. And voter dilution absolutely comes into that argument. It's the left leg of the body. You know, the right leg is representation. Voter dilution is the left leg of that. It's all in one.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, so the petitions go into Sacramento, and then it gets the legislation gets written. Mm-hmm. Right? And so let's say California, the legislators say no. Mm-hmm. Then you end up, you have standing in a court of law, so you do your standing. The courts are going to demand some kind of negotiations before they're going to say, go and do negotiations and see if you can make up your differences. So part what the representation part, and in negotiations, you're not going to win on all your fronts. You know, of course, you could ask that you want to have, you know, ask for all equal representation, like Red had said, in the lower house. But if you end up, the bottom line is, you end up with a senator for each county in the upper house, that will help on all bills, all legislation in the future to come out much more even-handed for the rural counties in the state of California. So I think if it's all about representation, that would sort of solve it. But anyhow, I just noticed that there's people who want to argue against the state of Jefferson, that even in their argument, you can tell they haven't really done the research to even understand what the state of Jefferson movement is.
And that's the frustrating part.
And that's something that we want to get into. And we've got one more call right in behind you. So
okay. Well, thanks for the time and great show. Todd. I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
All right, bye.
And our next caller is Round Mountain Bob. How are you doing today?
Hey, we're doing just fine. Yep, that's Round Mountain Bob. Anyway, I've been listening to you folks this morning, and I'm very pleased to hear about how you feel about the Anderson meeting and all that. But elections and stuff are going to be coming up soon for our city board and for the county board of supervisors. And I really think that we ought to give a shout out to two people, Gary Tad and Bill Chappelle.
Absolutely.
Because they have been on board from the very beginning.
Excellent.
And they have done everything they can possibly do to help us out. But we ought to also say the rest of the board, the four on each side there, don't want to hear us, don't even want to look at us.
Yep.
And the reason is being with elections coming up, we want the people to know who to vote for and who not to vote for.
And that's actually an excellent point. That was one thing I talked to Red this morning. I said, I really want to mention this today, is understanding who it is that is running and what their track record is. Because a lot of us, we only care about what's going on when election season actually hits. And that's for, you know, any type of election, whether it's city, whether it's county, state, federal, whether it's the next Speaker of the House, et cetera, et cetera. You have to know who it is that you're voting for, where they stand on the issues, and whether or not they're actually just kowtowing to the public to get you to do what you want to do.
That's true.
So, yeah, I'm really glad that you touched on that, because I know that Red and I were going to touch on that as well, but it is absolutely true. Gary Catt of the Redding City Council, Bill Chappelle of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors have been on board with the state of Jefferson since the inception of Jefferson. And Janet Chandler, who is running against Pam
Janet
Giacomini.
Janet Chandler's on board with
and
us.
And Steve Baird, who's running for Senate District 1.
Against Ted Gaines. Yep. So we have four wonderful candidates that are 100% pro-Jefferson
here
locally.
And we're expecting more before the process is done.
And we will have more. Yep. So thank you for calling in, Bob.
We got another one in the hopper.
You folks have a great week coming up.
You too.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
And Ron from Redding, good morning. How are you today?
Hello.
Good morning.
Okay, good morning. I'd like to speak to some of the state of Jefferson that you're talking about. And anyhow, am I on the radio now?
Yes, you are.
Okay, it didn't sound like it. Anyway, now the state of California is wanting to, I guess, bargain with us. And I'm not for bargaining. I just soon pull out. We'd have to maybe we can get rid of some of the things like the California Air Resources Board. The guy that's in there isn't even that made some of the laws is not even an engineer or whatever it is. Also, we just get stuck with a tax that we can't do anything about. I mean, with the Cal Fire thing that Governor Brown just stuck on. Now we have to pay it. If we don't pay it, they'll tack it to your taxes on your property, and then if you don't pay it, they'll take your property and sell it on the courthouse steps.
Yep.
So another thing I'm thinking about, why instead we always send our money down to Sacramento, and then we have to beg to get some of it back? Why do we do that? Why don't we just keep it here and let them figure out how to do it? Maybe they would cut up that fire tax. Maybe they would get rid of some of those deadheads that are we don't get a chance to vote on. So
that's one of the things that we believe very much in is the counties keep what they need, and then a portion of their revenue goes to the state, and that's it. That's the state's money to do with what the state needs, but the county comes first. They get what they need before anybody else, and it doesn't. They don't have to lose money sending it to Sacramento. They don't have to lose even more money for it to come back.
Because a lot of the finances here in California, what is it, 15% off the top?
14 to 40% in administration fees.
Yeah, a lot.
We could open up our forests and support ourselves and just other things like that.
And
so anyhow,
there's no reason that we don't have the technology or the know-how to sustainably harvest our forests and reduce the need for the amount of firefighting equipment and things that we have, because we would not be having these catastrophic wildfires. What's the difference between the wildfires we used to have and what we have now? And it's the lack of maintenance in our forests.
And that's the thing, is Jefferson's all about responsibility. You know, the less hands money goes through, the more likely it is to get where it's supposed to go. You know, the more you maintain something, the less money it's going to take to fix it later. So,
we fix it before it's broke. So, anyhow, that's my thoughts, and I thank you for letting me air it on the air. And
absolutely.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for calling, Ron.
All right, we've got to run into our last break, and what we wanted to get to and hopefully spend a little bit of time on, we'll spend the last couple minutes on.
Yeah.
But before we go to the break, I want to bring up that Keep It California, none of those people believe that we have a shot of getting through the legislature. They are comprised of the heads of the Democratic Central Committees of several different counties. They have actually gone to the Democratic Party of California and gotten them to put forth and sign a resolution that they will not support the state of Jefferson. So you have the party in power that has already signed a declaration saying that they will not support Jefferson. We're going to have to go through the process on this. So knowing this, what are they really terrified of? And that's what I want to talk about when we get back, is what are these people really scared of?
Yep. So we'll be back in just a few minutes.
The voice in my head, hey, is telling me that I should stay in my bed because it's 2 in the night. Why can't I sleep when it's 2 in the night? Because the fire in my soul, hey, the fire in my soul got me ready to fight, and I'm ready for war. And I found my way over. You know I've been so lost in translation. Like I'm fighting for truce in Babylon. Trying to find my peace in the zone of war. Even when the day comes,
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
It's time to renew your Medicare Part D, and things have changed. The plan that was perfect for you last year may not be the best plan for you next year, and the wrong plan could cost you hundreds of dollars. Find out what the best coverage is for you. Review all the new plans available with the assistance of an Owen Senior Care Advocate. We can easily compare the value of each plan based on your prescription needs. Call Owens today at 1-800-MY-OWENS for free expert help.
Joan Armatrading is coming to Reading for a very special solo evening performance at the Cascade Theater. This diva, known for her passionate guitar and soulful vocals, is on her last large-scale tour, and she's doing it solo. An intimate evening with a powerhouse, Joan Armatrading, at the Cascade, October 22nd. Get tickets now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our community for a great summer season and invite everyone to come enjoy our newly expanded fall beer selection. Take and bake pizzas, daily deli specials under $5, and fresh made breakfast every day. Our family has been part of Shasta County since the 1930s, and we're proud to advertise our local business on local radio. Come shop with your friends and neighbors at Mighty Fine Foods at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Churn world serves its own needs. Dummy, serve your own needs. Feed it off an ox. Speak grunt. No strength. The ladder starts to clatter with fear. Bite down. High choir and a fire representing seven games in the government for hire and a combat site. Left and west are coming in a hurry with the furies breathing down your neck. Team, my team reporters baffle Trump. Tethered crop. Look at that. No plane. Fine. Then. Come and prove what it'll do. Save yourself, save yourself. World serves its own needs. Listen to your heartbeat. Dummy with the rapture and the reverend and the right. Right. You patriotic, patriotic. Slam, fight, bright light. Feel it, pretty sight. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind, where we are every Sunday, every day of the week, trying to stop the end of the world as we know it. Unless we're on the dark side of the moon.
Unless we're on the dark side of
then
the moon.
Then we're plotting.
Then we are plotting.
We do have another caller on the line. Good morning, Bruce. How are you today?
Bruce?
Yes.
Good morning. How are you today?
Yes. I'm great.
Excellent.
How are you?
Doing very good.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention there was a couple bills that our illustrious governor signed this weekend, AB 775, that is going to force Care Net Pregnancy Center to promote abortions, and SB 707 that's going to take away the right of concealed carry permit holders to carry a firearm in colleges and schools. And I just think those are just two more big reasons people should be fed up with California. It's just disgraceful. They both should be unconstitutional.
Well, they both are.
Well, I have a very simple solution for that. Refuse to comply with the law. They're illegal.
Well, they are, and I hope people do, or I hope students file a lawsuit. I mean, who would want to go to a school the way things are going without being protection? Your children can't be at risk. This is not right.
It's intentional, Bruce. Yeah. It is intentional to defeat the heart and soul and the mental capacity of the Americans.
Yeah. Thank you for bringing those up.
The entire idea is to beat us down mentally because they know they can't take liberty from us because we would fight them. The only option they have is to defeat us mentally to the point that we hand our liberty over ourselves. And that is what they are working very, very hard on. And that's kind of what I wanted to get into with Keep It Californian. What are they really scared of?
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the powers that be that they have on their side that are going to resist the state of Jefferson, these people are terrified of us.
Mm-hmm.
And why? And it's because we are unifying people. The state of Jefferson, no matter how much they try to deny it, really is a cross-party movement. We have libertarians, we have Republicans, we have Tea Party, we have Occupy members, we have Democrats. We have a huge tent of people, and they all want their representation. They all want their liberty back.
Mm-hmm.
And the most dangerous thing that we are doing, and what really terrifies Keep It California and their political masters, is we're changing the narrative. We're reminding people that they can change things. We are giving them hope. And hope is the most dangerous thing there are.
Mm-hmm.
There is, because they have spent decades now beating us down with their laws and defeating us with their way of thinking. And for the longest time, there has been people that just look at the overwhelming amount of evil and corruption and things that have gone wrong, and they've been defeated mentally before they've even started. They just want to throw up their hands and go, well, what are you going to do about it? And we're changing that dynamic. They're losing control of the narrative, and the people are starting to come together. They're starting to find hope, and that is why we are so dangerous, and that is why they are terrified of us.
Yeah.
And the solution to that is double down, begin to be Americans again, begin to become unapologetically American.
Mm-hmm.
Don't buy into the political correctness. Stand for what's right no matter what. Don't allow yourself to be defeated, and stop engaging in nonsense arguments and walk on down the road. If these people want to argue about something that's wrong, why are we arguing with them? Why are we even stopping to engage? Keep doing what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. And along that line, you know, this includes men, women, children, young people, old people, middle-aged people. The dynamic of the individuals who support the state of Jefferson is vast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not one minority group getting pinned against another group. It is across
mm-hmm.
the board, and they don't know how to fight that except by, oh, well, they're racist. Well, they're this. Well, they're ists and isms. Yes.
And the only way those attacks work is if we engage in them.
Yeah.
We qualify them. We give them life and power
mm-hmm.
by even qualifying them by arguing with it. And yeah. We have to stop.
Well, and, I agree with mm-hmm. you. We need to draw a line in the sand because yep. it's our last hope. If we lose this, it's pretty bleak.
Yeah.
We're not going to lose this, Bruce.
Yeah.
Good.
We have a long way to go, but we're not
going to lose it. I love your show, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I was going to say something totally just right out my brain. Oh, no.
Well, and that's one of the things that I was hoping to spend some more time on kind of explaining. So I'm trying to compact it. But that is the thing to realize is it is intentional.
It is.
It is absolutely part of the plan to subjugate us. We are not Europeans. We are not socialists.
We came to America for a reason.
Yeah. We got away from Europe for a reason.
Yeah.
Our ancestors didn't like it there. And it is time to be unapologetically, unrepentingly American.
Mm-hmm.
I used to have an anthropology teacher that called me ethnocentric.
I remember this, yes.
Which was, I think, kind of her clever way of calling me a racist, because I believe America is the greatest mm-hmm. nation in the world. I believe we are the shining light of the world.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe the tripe that's been spouted at us for the last 8 years that we're evil and that we're responsible for all the wrongs of the world and mm-hmm. we're the bad people and we should feel guilty for this. They've tried to tear down our culture. They've attacked our heroes.
Mm-hmm.
They've changed the narrative on history.
Yep.
And it's time to push back, you know, because we are the greatest in the world. And as my anthropology teacher used to say, is everybody's culture is just as viable and is just as good in their own eyes as everybody else. No, it's not. We're America.
Yeah.
And we are superior. And I don't have a problem with saying that. And we are superior because of where we came from, because of who our ancestors are, because what we are capable of and what we have accomplished.
Well, I would say it's the moral thread that bound America together.
Absolutely.
Of standing up against the bully and saying, that is not the right thing mm-hmm. to do. You know, having that moral thread, a government cannot legislate morality, because when we do, we're killing babies. That's the number one death in America.
And the number one thing to understand is that there is no law that will ever prevent
any crime.
laws exist to provide punishment to the society that has been wronged.
Yes.
That is it. You cannot prevent anything. There is a different agenda going on with these laws.
The only thing that can prevent all these things from happening is you taking accountability for your actions and being responsible. And that's what we want in the state of Jefferson. And it's time to make it yours.
So go do something this week. Grow